Hosea chapter 10. Israel is a luxuriant vine that yields its fruit. The more its fruit multiplied, the more it multiplied its altars. The more the land produced, the more they produced idolatrous pillars. Their heart is divided. Now they will be found guilty. He will break down their altars. He will destroy their idolatrous pillars. Surely now they will say, "We have no king, since we did not fear the Lord. And as far as a king, what can he really do for us?" They speak meaningless words. With false oaths they make covenants. Therefore litigation sprouts up like poisonous weeds in the furrows of the field. The inhabitants of Samaria will be in terror for the calf idol of Beit Aven, or house of wickedness. Its people will mourn over it, and the idolatrous priests will wail over it, for its glory has departed from it. The idol itself will be carried off to Assyria as a present to the great king. Ephraim will be put to shame, and Israel will be ashamed of its idol. Samaria and her king will be cut off, floating away like a twig on the surface of the water. The high places also of Aven, or wickedness, the sin of Israel, will be destroyed. Thorns and thistles will grow over their altars. Then they will beg the mountains, "Cover us," and to the hills, "Fall on us." O Israel, you have sinned from the days of Gibeah. There they have continued. Did not war against wicked men overtake them in Gibeah? When it pleases me, I will punish them. Nations will be gathered against them. When they are tied up for their two sins, Ephraim is a well-trained heifer that loves to tread out the grain. But I myself have put a yoke upon her neck. I will put a harness on Ephraim. Judah will plow. Jacob will break up the ground. Sow for yourselves righteousness. Reap loyal love. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, until he comes and rains righteousness on you. You have plowed wickedness. You have reaped injustice. You have eaten the fruit of lies, because you trusted in your own strength, in your many mighty warriors. Therefore the din of battle will rise against your people, and all your fortresses will be destroyed, just like when Shalem destroyed Beit Arbel on the day of battle, when both mother and children were dashed to pieces. The same thing will happen to you, O Bethel, because of your great wickedness. At daybreak, the king of Israel will be totally destroyed. Hosea chapter 10.